here in Switzerland not long ago, as I close on this remark, many of you children in school, I suppose you still have it, of an old story that should never die, although it's fading today in our country, but never will it fade in Switzerland where it happened. You remember your school and your reader of Arnold von Winkelried, the great hero of Switzerland? You can mention his name today up in the Swiss Alps, and their faces will color up and a tear will run down their cheeks. Many years ago, the Swiss are a peace-loving people. They're Germans who way back in the early centuries went out into the mountains where there's no ore or nothing. But they have the intelligence of the Germans. The Germans think he is a master racist tree. But he's trying to invent a gun or a bomb that will talk in the whole world with his intelligence. But the Swiss is a peace-loving man. He goes down and gets him some material and makes his neighbor a watchman live peacefully. Then, up in the high Swiss mountains many years ago when they set up their kingdom, or I would say their government, they was not a military nation. They were a peace-loving nation. And one day when the invaders had come to the land and was stomping out everything that they had, nothing, no matter what they built, they rolled stones down the mountains and it never bothered them. And they had the Swiss army backed up into a field at the bottom of the mountain. And it's so beautiful in Switzerland how I've watched them, how they farm and on the lowlands, and the next is the cattle, and the farther up the mountain is the sheep, and all the way at the top is where they raise their goats. And how they have the yodel that these American Hollywood so-called yodelers make a mock out of. Never compares. And how they blow their horn on trouble that every neighbor runs together to help when there was some need. Now we use it as a jazz band, rock and roll, or it's such a how the pollution. Listen, friends, I'll make the remark of my manager. If God doesn't soon send judgment to this adulterous generation of people, he'll have to raise up Sodom and Gomorrah and apologize for burning them up.
Amen.
Right. Certainly. He's just, and there can be nothing else done, but God has to do it. And while mercy holds its arms open free to it. And there, up in the mountain where this little army was armed with such as they could find, of shields and sticks and saw blades and what more they had, and pitchforks, backed up, the great alien army come with just like a solid brick wall. They were every man trained, and great spears, and they marched on, close, back in this little Swiss army against the mountain. They were hopeless. Everything that they had tried was all black and dark, and nothing could save them. After a while, from the midst of them came a scream of one, Arnold von Winkelried, and he stepped out and he said, "Brethren, today I die for Switzerland and for its freedom." He said, "We love our homeland and what our fathers have fought for, and what our fathers intended for us to have. And today, our great economy is at stake. And today, I freely give my life for Switzerland." He said, "Yonder behind the mountain is my lovely home and my sweet, loving wife and my little children expecting me to return. But said, I'll never see them again on this earth." He said, "Today, I'll die for Switzerland." They said, "What will you do, Arnold von Winkelried?" He said, "Follow me. I'll break the ranks of the army. I'll break the garrison. And then you take whatever you've got and fight as you best you can. As man of war, fight with what you have the best you can." And he threw up his arms and he looked around to where the very heaviest of the spears was coming as he inched up. And he threw up his arms and screamed, "Make way for liberty." And he ran towards those approaching brick walls. "Make way for liberty," he screamed. And he ran to the very thickest of the spears and threw his arms around the spears and gathered it into his breast and died. And the Swiss men, as they followed him with what they had, it drove such an excitement till it broke their ranks. Every man was out of place and didn't know what to do. and the Swiss run in and won a victory, and Switzerland's never had a war since. It'll long be remembered in Switzerland, as long as there's a Switzerland. Arnold von Winkard will be remembered. But that's a wonderful hero, isn't he? Nor has it been compared. But it's a minor thing. Just a minor thing. So one day, when the sons of Adam, when the law had failed, and when the justice of the prophets had failed, when the law was weak and could not save through the sacrifice of a lamb, the animal blood and the animal spirit could not return its fate. Satan knows better than that. And when the justice of God yet falling down the fire and burning the 50s and the judgment the prophets give to the earth, man constantly went on to perdition. Every hope was gone. God sent the law, God sent the prophets, and they were all failed. All hopes was gone for mankind. One day in the midst of the realms of glory, the Son of God stepped out. He said, this day, I go to liberate the sons of Adam. And while he stood by her, all hope that there was place sickness upon us, he put sin upon us, and we had to take it. Justice of the law demanded it. And if we fail to receive the law, which we're all condemned by the law, only justice could be exercised. There was no way out. Nothing we could do, but he stepped forth. The angel said, what will you do? He went to the earth. And he said, now you, every one of you sons of Adam, you take what I give you to fight with and fight as you can, the best you can. And he never found the weak spot through theology or the building of seminaries or the erecting of churches. But he went where the spirit was the heaviest, down through the valley of the shadow of death. And he gathered death and sickness with his arms into his own bosom and sent back the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost to place in the hands and required of each son of Adam to fight as we can. Though you'll be made fun of, though you'll be persecuted, though you'll be called Holy Lord, everything else, fight as the best you can, for the victory is sure. And thanks be to God, the enemy's routed, his garrisons are broke, and the great captain of our salvation is leading on today.
Amen.
By the baptism of the Holy Spirit. O sons and daughters of Adam, why sit ye here until you die? Let us rise and do something. Let us take what we have. If it's not the only immortal lift that can still move, let's give praise to God. Let's thank Him for our salvation. If you are a sinner, you can never carve yourself out of the query of this earth that God has blasted you out for the gospel. But stand still and let God saw you to place you into the belly. If you're sick, remember, Jesus conquered both death, hell, sickness, grave, and all when He died for you in Calvary. Let us take what we have this morning and fight to the best of our knowledge.
Amen.
While we bow our heads in a word of prayer, and if I ask the sister to come and play on the piano some good hymn, while we all sensible, sane people, do you appreciate this morning the death of our Lord Jesus? Your churches will not work, though as good as they may be. Your schools will miserably fail, though good as they may be. Your doctor will miserably fail, good as he may be. But this morning, let's turn our looks, let's turn our eyes from the laws and the churches and the denominations and the doctor's office, and as good as they all are, and let's hear that voice coming from the shadow that overshadows us this morning. This is my beloved Son. Hear ye him. Your Heavenly Father, as humbly as Christians can approach, we come in behalf of the lost and needy. Take these words today, and O Holy Spirit that's leading the church, tutor your children to God today. Now you might have fell to the wayside and know not the way of God no more. They've been darkened and blackened. Their hopes have failed. But may they view again Calvary, where you caught the fiery darts of the enemy of death, the enemy of sickness, the enemy of sorrow, the enemy of all mankind. There you placed it in your bosom and broke the way down to that dark shadow this morning. We see our home in glory. As Von Winkelard said, behind the mountain is a home. They wait for me to come, but they won't see me no more. But Jesus, you never said, they won't see me anymore. You said, in my Father's house is many mansions. I'll go get one ready to come and get you and receive you unto myself. How we respect the gallant death of Winkler, but he was a martyr. He could only die and leave behind. But thou come to die and redeem and bring us not from our loved ones, but to our loved ones. Not from our homes, but to our homes. And cut a line through the darkness of death that we could see beyond the veil where lay the blessings of God. And now today, dear Father, if there be any of your children that you have blessed with the gospel from the query of life and desire to so make them and then cutting on them this morning and hewing them, sawing off their habits and their evil thinking and their backbitings and backslidings. And now you want to place them again and fit them into the building. Will you speak to their hearts just now while we have our heads bowed? Would there be some child here today who is strayed from the way or maybe never come to the way, but you feel today that you would like to be included? You'd like to be a stone fitted in the building of God. Would you raise your hand to Christ? Say, Christ, cut off my word. If God bless you back there, young fella. God bless you, lady. God bless you, sir. God bless you, my sister. God bless you. Someone else, now with your heads bowed, as we're waiting on the Holy Spirit. And you know whether you failed God or not. Did you fail to go when your great conqueror said, come follow me? Take up your cross, deny yourself. Come after me, I'll break the ranks of the enemy. I'll break the ranks of sin. I'll break the ranks of sickness. And you follow me and fight as the best you can, or I'll make a hole to it. And our homes will be preserved unto eternal life. Are you an alien away from God? Just raise your hands once. God bless you, little fella. Someone else who's never raised their hands, but bring up their hands. Say, remember me, Brother Branham. Today I want to now come to Christ. God bless you, sir.